USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there'll be a recount of the presidential race.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
Raffensperger details what will happen during the hand recount.
This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for a state certification.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on face masks. The federal agency saying that wearing a mask not only protects those that you come in contact with, but also protects the mask wearer. The CDC statement also says that cloth masks can reduce the wearer's exposure to infectious droplets through filtration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is enacting new coronavirus restrictions statewide. They include limiting indoor private gatherings to 10 people and forcing bars, restaurants, and gyms to close indoor portions by 10 o'clock at night.
That's one of the main spreaders of COVID. It's very hard for people to maintain the discipline of sitting there eating and drinking and chatting and having a good time and laughing.
The Democrats saying all the new restrictions take effect at 10 o'clock on Friday night. There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Several people in Saudi Arabia were injured in a bomb explosion.
French government officials are reporting many people were wounded on Wednesday when an explosive device hit an international ceremony commemorating the end of World War I at a cemetery in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. Several countries had representatives at the ceremony. The identities of the victims were unclear. Wednesday marks the 102nd anniversary of the armistice ending World War I. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is calling on people to stay home because of the number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the state. Wisconsin health officials reporting on Tuesday over 7,000 new COVID-19 cases, along with 66 deaths. The National Basketball Association is announcing when they're going to be starting the season.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.